thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flixster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes. Do a little talk of flicks dance, right, Mr. Lee?
That's exactly right. We love Wednesdays,
oh,
don't we?
Oh, we do. And that music, it's, yes, it's movies, right? It's Hollywood.
Is. It makes you feel good.
It does. It does. How are you, Mr. Lee? We made it to Wednesday. It's been nearly a whole week, sort of, yeah.
It's been a long week, I have to say. It's Lilo and Stitch really made us work for our money this week, so which is really good.
Yeah, big movie and
massive movie.
We haven't made any predictions with
no.
Lilo. Do we say Lilo or Lilo? I say Lilo and Stitch. Am I right?
No, it's Lilo.
Lilo. Oh, well, I've been saying Lilo my whole life. So,
because isn't a Lilo? Isn't that something you lay on in the pool?
Well, you say Lilo, I say Lilo. You say tomato, I say tomato. So this could be a very long podcast. Anyway, we are reviewing a massive film. It's the live action adventure of a nostalgic film. And Mr. Lee, we haven't made any predictions yet as far as, no, could this be one of the biggest movies of 2025? Could we be talking Inside Out 2 numbers?
Oh, look, it'd be good if it could be. Because I think, you know, after last week, I think it might get up there very, very close to that one.
All right. Well, we will catch up with our Talking Flicks. We do have one this week, Mr. Lee. You and I, we got the night off.
Are we sacked now? Are we sacked because were we not that good last week? Or
we'll find out very soon, but I think we've definitely got the day off today. So we do have a Talking Flicks, so we will meet them after we have listened to Lilo and Stitch.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment. Where is he?
He escaped.
He is trying to find the police cruisers.
He took the red one. What hideous planet is caught in your crosshairs?
Shooting star! I wish for a friend. Like a best friend.
What the hell?
He's so cute and fluffy.
He is your responsibility. Got it.
We promise.
Yeah.
Get down from there.
Look like an angel.
No. Control him. Hey, what are you doing? No, dog's on the table.
You sure that's a dog?
Yeah.
Rough.
Ew! We are not keeping this thing.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind.
Or forgotten.
Stitch bad.
Sometimes family isn't perfect. That doesn't mean they aren't good. That was close. I don't think you're supposed to drink that.
Agent Cobra Bubbles.
We have a blue dog to catch.
Shut up! No, wait!
I'm gonna give you to the count of three, Stitch. Huh? One.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome, Stitch, and Lilo is as well. our Talking Flickster on to review this amazing film is the wonderful Chloe. G'day, Chloe. Welcome back to Talking Flicks.
Hi, how you going?
I'm doing great, Mr. Lee. Do you wanna come in here?
I'm doing well. It's Wednesday. What else can I say? It's hump day. I've finally got two more days until I'm off. So yeah, no, doing really well.
Ooh,
thanks.
It's hump day, is it, Mr. Lee? Doing some humping, are we? What's going on?
Isn't that what they call Wednesday? Hump day? Isn't that what they say?
JT's got no leg to stand on here because he can't even say Lilo.
No!
Thank you, Chloe.
What's going on? Chloe, every time I've had you on...
I hope you don't say that to anyone.
You always stand by me with Mr. Lee, and now I'm getting dropped, so...
I know.
Could be your lucky day, Mr. Lee. Could be a lucky day indeed. Okay, let's talk about Lilo and Stitch. After some of the movies that you have reviewed for us in the past, this is definitely right up your alley. What do you think? Because already we are hearing raving reviews. Does it match?
Yeah, it's so good. I feel like I'm getting a bit of a reputation as the kids' movie person.
Well, yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah, well, come to think of it, yeah, every movie we've sent you along to has been. Or kids or family, you know, those real feel-good type Disney movies. How's this one stacking up? Nostalgic, was it the cast? What drew you to this movie and what did you enjoy the most?
The ad was, even just listening to that ad back, the promo was so good. When we saw it a few months ago, you could just tell it was going to be just as good as the original. And I watched the original when I was 12.
Wow, yeah.
Well, we won't work out that was 2002 when the original came out, so we'll do the math after.
Yes, I remember it exactly. Like, even watching the movie, there was some things that were so similar I could say the exact same words.
Wow. That's good. but isn't that good when they do that? Because they did that with The Lion King and Moana. Like, it's so nice because that's what we remember. And as moviegoers, we want to see that. Like, if it's called Lilo and Stitch, or if it's JT, Lilo and Stitch, we want it to be like the original.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. I said that to my husband because he hadn't seen the original. And I said, listen, I didn't want them to change it so much that I didn't recognize it.
Yeah, like Snow White.
And give her a new name. Yes, or like Snow White. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So tell me, so we now know that you've watched the original, which we did say it was 2002. Were you really thrown with it? You know, like you're going, wow, this is the greatest thing when you're 12. And then now that you're, you know, 14, 15, you think this one is up there with the original?
Oh, yeah, it totally is. But I don't remember the original sticking out as, like, one of the best Disney movies ever. It was just different.
Hmm.
It was so different to anything else we were watching, like, back then. There was no Polynesian Disney movies that I can remember back then.
Because Moana came out after, didn't it?
Well after, yeah. Like, yeah. Moana was, and it was so different to Lilo and Stitch.
Now, when you look at the original animated movie, was there a scene in the movie that you were looking forward to seeing how they brought it to live action?
Listening to that promo again, the start where he, you know, he's going nuts and then he escapes and then steals the car and they say, oh, you know, he's got the red one or whatever. That was, I thought that was, it was like you were watching the original movie. It was so well done. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell that was live action at all. And it was fairly similar. Like, it wasn't, and when they said, oh, you know, he's taken the red one, I was like, oh, that's so good. They've kept it pretty much exactly the same as the original, because it was interesting to see how that would all look with humans.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like it didn't look like they were fake.
Because Lilo, that's getting Lilo right. Do you reckon they did that? Because that would be just as important as getting Stitch right.
Yeah, they cast. I think Disney cast so well. I mean, usually. I mean, Snow White we won't talk about, but, like, you know, normally the Polynesian ones in particular, they've cast so well. Like, they remind you exactly of. It's like they made a mold of Lilo, and that was that little girl. She played it so well.
Because it's at Maya Kealoha, I believe it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Do we know what she's been in? Like, has she been in anything major that we've kind of...
I looked it up, but I couldn't think of... Even the older sister, she kind of looked familiar, but nothing that I had really seen before. But they are local to, you know, Hawaii, and they're so authentic. There was only a few big names in it that I recognised, like Zach Galifianakis. And then maybe the girl of Ted Lasso, I can't remember her name.
Hannah Waddington, which is what a question I was going to ask you. She played the voice of Grand Counselor Woman, the grey alien leader of the United Galactic Federation. She was one of the very first voices we heard in the trailer. Was her character really tall like Hannah is in real life?
Yeah, and she kind of weirdly looked like her.
Oh, did she?
I don't know how that's a thing, because she doesn't look like, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love her. I think she plays the part in Ted Lasso so well. And I've actually watched a few things with Hannah in it. And
she's Game of Thrones.
And she steals the scenes. Like, she's such a great, talented woman that you
just
go,
versatile, yeah.
Oh, and she's actually can sing too. She's got a great voice. I've watched a Christmas special a few years ago and it actually had some Ted Lasso cast come and sing as well with her. And I was like, wow, I did not know you could sing.
She could probably play some basketball too. She is a dryad. Oh,
yeah.
She's so tall.
Because she is very tall. Exactly right.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So true.
And how do you think that they went incorporating Stitch? One of the biggest characters, obviously, in the movie. CGI nowadays is playing a massive role. How did they go? Do you reckon they got it right?
Yeah, he looks... I even was looking at a picture just before, and he looks weirdly like a dog. But he's like, he's pretending to be a dog.
So, a blue dog, isn't it? Blue dog, isn't that what they say? He's a blue dog.
Yeah, apart from the blue part. But yeah, he looks like a dog, like a weird koala dog.
Yeah, I love it when he goes, woof.
How's it going, Mr. Lee? I just want to run the tape over it. How's it go?
No. I'm not doing that again. Yeah, that's why I'm not saying it again.
He was so much more, I would say, like a pet. He looked more like a pet and seemed more like a pet than the original. He was kind of a psycho in the original, but in this one you could kind of see him like hanging out by, you know, your bed.
He doesn't seem to do much of what he's told, does he? He likes breaking the boundary, Stitch. I love the scene where he's got the drink gun, you know, and she's didn't even get to the one. He squirted the water. So I think that some real hilarious scenes, it looks like, in this movie.
Yeah, and he's drinking the lava lamp. Or even, like, there's a scene where she's trying to teach him not to break glass and demolish things, and they're stacking up glasses, and he's sitting there, like, biting his nails and trying really hard not to smash these glasses. And then the, you know, people walk out and see that he's done it and then just smashes the wall. Like, he couldn't – it's like watching those, you know, cookie videos with the kids. Don't touch this and I'll come back and you can have this cookie. And he was like, lose it. The best.
Oh, that's so funny. So tell me, I'm not going to ask you this twice. I'm only going to ask you once, but do you think the film will appeal to more of the kids or longtime fans of the original movie, or, you know, will it, you know, encourage new audience? You know, like, you know, I would take my kids to it or they'll take their kids to it.
I think they've done a really good job at hitting every aspect. Like, people who watched the original and wanted to see it, people who've never seen it before, and you could see adults in the cinema like crying. It hit that. Like, there were some levels in it that were kind of over kids' heads a little bit. And because they delved deeper into the family stuff that they didn't talk about in the original, and you could see adults were so, like, yeah, moved by it. So I think they've done a good job at, like, drawing in that older crowd that might not have seen it before.
Yeah, I actually know someone who has confessed to crying in the cinema watching it over the weekend. And he was saying that he did not see it coming. It just kind of hit him. Is there any one particular scene in the movie that people are going to go along and that's where they're going to lose it? Or are there moments right throughout the movie that really bring out the emotion?
Well, the whole theme of, like, the parents, they weren't even discussed in the original, really. So they're talking about how they died and things like that. So that's kind of like, you know, building it up. But then there's a scene with Stitch where they fall out of the spaceship and they're in under the water, and he tries to kind of sacrifice himself to save Lilo. And that's in the original, but it's just the way that it all happens. It's really sad, and she's screaming for her sister to go back and get him, and he's too heavy to pick up under the water, so you think he's going to drown the whole time.
That's been quite scary.
It was really sad. And we had some three-year-olds with us that were just like, their jaws were on the floor. And I thought, oh, gosh, is this too scary? But he was okay, so they were fine.
Oh, that's good. Now, tell me, music is a big part. And in the trailer, we heard, you know, Elvis, you know, the devil. What's it called?
Devil in Disguise.
That's it, yeah. Which really made that trailer. And I have to say, they must have paid a lot of money to the Elvis Foundation to use
that. Well, you should know about music in films, Mr. Lee. You should know how important it is.
Yes.
If anyone should know, you should, right?
Yes, absolutely. I do music.
You never learn.
No, I don't. And it's actually funny. Oscars. Today, my wife and I were somewhere early this morning, and we heard this song. And as soon as we heard the song, I went, oh, my God, that's the Full Monty song. And that's the thing. Songs are so critical that they've got to get it right. And it will. As soon as you hear the song play on the radio or something, you know, you know straight away where it's from. Yeah. You know, you go, oh, yeah.
But interestingly, in a lot of movies, they're using old, they use the real old classic songs. I mean, you look at Final Destination, which we reviewed last week. How many old songs, classic old songs featured in that movie? We're not hearing all these songs that are blowing up on TikTok. Featuring in these movies, are we?
These have stand the test of time for a reason. Mm. But like, I was worried because the original was so Elvis heavy, and that's all I remembered from it. And my mum was a huge Elvis fan. I thought, oh, this has to be, if they don't put Elvis songs in here or that original the Hawaii song at the start, I thought, oh my God, they're going to tank this. And they did have some Elvis songs in there, but like you said, it must have been expensive because the big one at the end, the there was a really big one, Burn in Love, I think it is, and it was a remake of it. Someone else sang it, and I was like, oh, no, they mustn't have been able to afford that because it would have made it.
Oh, that's a shame because it is. I'd say it'd be very, very expensive to get that music, the rights to it.
Yeah, and they've obviously chosen, like, a select one or two, but in the original I remember Stitch dressing up as Elvis and, like, she used it as her calming music and she'd lay on the floor and listen to Elvis when she was trying to calm down. It's a big thing. Which she did do in this one as well.
Yeah, well, that's so good. If you had to do a voice or play a character in, is it Lilo and Stitch, JT? Is it, which one is it?
Have you learned?
what character would you play in the movie?
I feel like I would say Nani because I'm a big sister. And kind of same vibe, bit of a bossy little rat bag. And but if I wanted to just go nuts, maybe Stitch, because that would be a great feeling just to have no responsibility and just, you know, break stuff and do whatever.
Oh, how good would that be? I'd actually enjoy that.
I know. He's got cool powers.
Yeah.
So what's your prediction with this film? Will this version become a new classic, or is it just one of these nostalgic revisits that we won't see again?
No, I think it's going to be massive. You can already tell, you know, when you walk around schools at the moment and that's all any child is talking about, and it's already made, you know, a couple of hundred million this weekend. It's going to be huge.
Which is what we want. We want people to go and watch a movie and relive part of their childhood, like yourself, you know. You remember it. I know I vaguely remember it because I do remember going to the movies to watch it back then. So, this is a good thing. And this is what we want Disney to keep making, these sort of live-action movies. So I'm looking forward to the next one, which is How to Train Your Dragon, which I think that will do.
Oh, I can't wait. Well.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm booking my tickets for that. Can't wait.
I wonder how many other movies in the Disney catalogue they're going to turn into live action. They could go through them all, realistically.
Oh, yeah. They could,
when you think about it.
But it's like, how do you pick a winner? It's like really difficult. I was looking at the popular ones and like I was thinking of a movie like Brave and I thought, well, that's a cool culture that like not a lot of people see and you don't watch, you know, with the Scottish stuff. And I thought maybe, you know, maybe that's why this one did really well. But then Beauty and the Beast did well. I don't know, Lion King did well. You just can't pick it.
Have they done a Frozen?
No.
No. I think it's too new. Like, I think that they're still doing the sequels. Like, I think.
Yeah, that would be. That would be way too new.
What Disney film would you like to see, turn into live action? What do you think they would nail?
I feel like Brave would be really good because, you know, she's a different type of princess. And also it's got Gerard Butler in it, the original. And he's just done live action, so maybe he'd do another one because he's going to be stoic in the dragons. So he was her dad, and she's got cool red hair. Like, no other princess could shoot bow and arrows. That would be so cool to watch in live action.
Well, you know what? I'm sure Bob from the CEO of Disney is listening to us right now.
So no doubt about it, Miss Lee.
Yeah. If they all of a sudden have a Brave.
I feel like
Yeah, well, if they do a Brave, we know that they've actually been listening.
And he's probably cursing me for Lilo and Stitch. And then they're probably very happy about it. Chloe, if you were to introduce Lilo and Stitch to someone who's never heard of it, one sentence, how would you describe it?
Oh, gosh, this was tricky. I had to get some Google help. Because lots of them said, like, a crazy alien that comes down from Earth and just kind of messes stuff up. But this movie wasn't like the old one in that way. Like, I feel like he was, you know, an alien that helps kind of, like, put a family back together. And, you know, like, they all kind of find out what true love is kind of thing. I think it was a lot more softer than the original. So I don't know if you put that into a sentence. It's alien, comes down and makes a family with it. I don't know. I think it was totally different to the original in that way. He wasn't just a psycho.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like you were very happy with the film, but I guess, Mr. Lee, we have to get the all-important Chalk Top score, right?
Oh, we do. We certainly do.
Mr. Lee's creaky freezer. He hasn't got it fixed. He hasn't had it fixed in about 2 years. So yeah, we're going to keep hearing that until such time as he gets it fixed. And then there won't be any noise.
And then no one will know what that silence will be.
It's exactly
yes,
right.
Correct. And we're like, why is there silence happening? So, Chloe, out of 5 Chalk Tops, how many Chalk Tops do you give?
What is it? Chalk Tops?
It's totally getting 5. It's getting a full 5.
Oh, my wow. God. Oh, that's great.
I would go and see it again.
And again. And again.
I think I only said that with one other movie that we've done, and I think that might have been The Wild Robot.
Oh,
and I would
yes.
go back and watch that 20 more times, and this one's the same.
Can I just say, Chloe, where Mr. Lee and I were talking before the podcast, I said, let's predict what score Chloe's going to give it, and I said, I bet she's going to
yes.
give it a 5.
Yes, he did.
Top giver, okay?
He did, and was like, wow.
Yeah, but you know
you
what?
Know you've got a good, maybe you just know what my taste in movies is at the moment.
Maybe next time we send you to a movie, we won't send you to a kids movie. We'll send you to an adult
type
movie.
Don't do a horror
movie.
Or something, though, because that's definitely going to get like a 1. I can't deal.
Oh, yeah. See, I can't do horror. Well, see, JT dragged me along to Final Destination. Bloodlines.
Yeah, they're scary, though.
Oh, they were, but it weren't as scary as what I thought, and I've already watched the first 3 now.
So. I was haven't you watched the originals? I still can't go to, like, the dentist, okay? It was so scary when they hit the windows and things. Like, it's just too real.
Everyone loves those movies, Chloe, and even Mr. Lee, I won him around, and now he's watching them all. So that's good to see.
And there's a lot of big people in those. When you watch them back, you would be like, oh, they got their start and Final Destination.
Yeah, correct. Yep. Yeah,
bloody brilliant franchise. Cannot rave about it more. I didn't give it a 5, though, Chloe. I gave it a 4.5.
Oh, all right. Calm down, everybody. I'm going to not give it a 5 next time.
That's right. Mr. Lee gave it a 2.5, which I think was a bit harsh.
Oh,
anyway.
Geez.
But at least it's better than...
We need to have a meeting about marking.
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. All right, Mr. Lee, next week we'll do another Talk and Flickster Wednesday afternoon at midday.
Yes.
If you want to be our Talk and Flickster like Chloe, just head online to the Forum 6 website at ODN5, fill out the form, and Mr. Lee will send you off to see a movie. And get a load of this. Get a load of this, Chloe. He made me pay last week, right? So you guys all get it for free. Yeah.
Yep.
He made me fork
out for
it. He made me fork out for it. Which
that's exactly right, Chloe. That's exactly why. I said,
look, if you
I don't
want to
see it,
you've
got to pay for it.
Was it at least a member discount? Come on,
yeah. No, I got nothing. It was like 20, and that was the most expensive cinema he took us to as well. It was like $25 or something like that. It cost me $50. But you know what? I did enjoy the movie. I did enjoy it. So it was, and plus, Mr. Lee did pay for dinner. So
yeah.
I suppose, you know.
It was a nice Chinese meal, I must say.
Succulent Chinese meal. It was very nice, wasn't it?
Succulent Chinese.
It was very very romantic, Chloe. A nice little Chinese setting. So we don't do dinner very often.
No, we don't. We don't do dinner very often because I'm the one who always has to pay for dinner.
Okay, Mr. Lee, there is some truth to that. Yes, I offered, but he went bolting up to the bar. So I was like, okay.
No, I said no.
He felt bad about the $25 movie ticket.
You betcha.
Yeah, because I knew. I knew he was going to. Oh, sorry. I knew I was going to make him pay for the ticket. That's why.
You're very calculating.
And you know what, Chloe? That's the reason why I spent up on the menu. Don't you worry. Yeah, so great to have you on board, Chloe. We'll catch you next time for the next Disney movie.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going to have to do something different next time.
Yes, I will make sure that happens, Chloe. Thank you.
Bloody Disney better be paying me after this.
Anything's possible. Hey, before we let you go, folks, tonight, State of Origin, Game 1, Blues, Maroons. Who are we going? Who are we getting behind? Who's going to take it? What's your prediction?
It's obvious, I feel like. If anyone says it's Queensland and you live here, that's kind of... That's a taboo. You don't do that. I've been brainwashing my kids in class. It's Blues.
Blues, yeah. Blues, what do you reckon, Miss
Blues? Blues all the way.
Yep.
They're going to win by like 10, I think.
Oh.
I know. And I dress my little boy up in, he sprays his hair blue for daycare.
Oh, lovely.
It's a full thing. Full brainwash.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's my birthday, though.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
happy birthday.
And, you know, because of that, Chloe, we'll donate the next 10 seconds, dedicate it to you, okay? So, happy birthday.
We're
about to run out of time. Let's play the birthday song. Happy birthday, Chloe. Go the Blues. And we'll catch you at midday on Friday, Mr. Lee.
No worries. Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.